A few weeks ago, Neil shared an introductory word about natural church development, and that's NCD for short. He also shared that our Bethesda Church Council has recently agreed, just before Christmas, to enter into our first NCD church health assessment cycle this spring. In fact, our church council will meet our NCD coach or consultant, Jen Friesen, for the first time this Tuesday at our first meeting of the new year on January 29th. Now, the idea and expectation of natural church development is that if we are in the flow of what Jesus is doing, then we will develop naturally, healthily, and fruitfully as his church. And here, this is important, here, when we use the term natural, we don't mean in opposition to spiritual, like fleshly. Rather, natural means as a result of being a healthy church. So we naturally develop if we are full of health. If we're in the flow of what Jesus is doing, then we'll grow naturally, healthily, fruitfully. And such development may result in numerical growth, but health and fruitfulness will be our focus. Now, these are important distinctions to make because these come straight from Jesus' own words when he said in John's Gospel, chapter 15, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, neither can we, unless we abide in him, or you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Now, Neil helpfully reminded us of the biblical image of the church as Christ's body. Bodies are living organisms that need regular sustenance, maintenance, care, and checkups. In 75 years as a body, I don't know that Bethesda has ever had a thorough, full-body assessment or checkup. Now just think about that for a minute. Can we imagine living for 75 years without going to see the doctor? I hope not. We need to know if we're healthy. So we may well be overdue for our checkup, but here's what we know from the Bible and physiology. Healthy bodies tend to grow as a natural expression of their being, and they reproduce. One exciting thing about the church as the body of Christ and as branches grafted into the vine is that healthy churches, or healthy branches, if we're mixing our metaphors here a bit, tend to grow, bear fruit, and reproduce. And this natural growth tends to bring in newer, younger branches who continue the health and the growth. So it's very helpful and quite biblical to think of NCD as a full-body checkup that we've agreed to get. And to begin preparations for our checkup, we've engaged Jen, our NCD coach, to help us through the first assessment cycle of our current congregational health. Now, the assessment is made using a tool called the Church Health Survey. It's 96 questions that 30 of us will take. And just as a note of explanation, 30 good surveys provide enough information for us to know basically where we are. But more than 30, statistically speaking, don't really give us more information. They tend to just repeat what has already been said. So the number is 30. But there is a catch. It's got to be the right 30 people. So what do I mean by that? Or what does NCD mean by that? Well, the NCD folks have developed over nearly 30 years, surveying more than 70,000 churches in 186 countries, a list of criteria for survey respondents that gives the best most helpful results. And there are four basic criteria for those who will take the church health survey for us. First of all, one who is taking this assessment needs to be a member of a group, not necessarily a member of the church, but a member of a group within the church. And this refers to them growing in fellowship. We are in fellowship with each other. And so it may be a leadership or ministry team. It may be a Bible study or a home group. But first of all, we need to be a member of a group. Secondly, we need to be actively involved in ministry and performing a regular task. In other words, we need to be involved currently in ministry. We also need to be committed to the life and health of Bethesda. Again, not members necessarily, but invested in Bethesda's future. That's the point being made there. And then finally, 18 or more years old. That's just simply because the respondents should have a basic ability to understand and respond to the questions in a helpful manner. So we'll identify 30 people who meet these four criteria and who are willing and able to take the NCD Church Health Survey at a particular place and at a particular time, as we'll all take the survey together. And our NCD coach will be with us and guide us through the process. Now, the Church Health Survey will help us to assess our congregational health based on our responses against the 8 quality characteristics of healthy and growing churches. Neil also mentioned these a few weeks ago, and we'll do our best to ensure they conform to the biblical concepts for how God works by His Word and His Spirit among His people. And if you'll notice there, all churches have some aspect of these 8 expressions. Every church has leadership of some sort. Every church has ministry, spirituality, structures, worship, small groups, evangelism, and relationships. But healthier churches add the qualities on the left. So, do we have empowering leadership? And the biblical expression of that would be servant leadership. Are we gift-based in our ministry? Are we doing ministry according to our spiritual gifts, not just sticking people in holes to be filled? Do we have passionate spirituality? We might call this conviction. Do we have effective structures? That is, are they facilitating fruitfulness within the body? Do we have inspiring worship where God's Spirit and truth are leading us? Do we have holistic small groups, sharing life together, not just dispensing information, but are we sharing life together? Need-oriented evangelism. Now, you may not know what that acronym is. It's one that I made up, and it means meeting people where they are. That's need-oriented evangelism, meeting people where they are. And then finally, loving relationships, where our relationships are based not what we get out of them, but we are oriented toward God and others in our relationships. Now, we'll take this church health survey, and then we'll make a report to the congregation, likely as an inclusion in our upcoming annual report of the most relevant information, as well as a presentation at our upcoming annual general meeting in May. At least that will be our goal, though Jen says this is a tight timeline, but she thinks we can make it. I'd like to conclude by making an important clarification. I am personally for us employing NCD as a full body checkup on our congregational health. I think it will be good both for our present, but especially for our future together. We used an early version of NCD in our church in Iowa before we came here about 15 or so years ago, and we had a good congregational benefit, though we didn't have a coach and we didn't take the survey, but we kind of taught through and processed together the 8 quality characteristics, and that was beneficial to us, just that. And it is true, if there was no such thing as natural church development, if we never heard of Christian Schwartz or his 8 quality characteristics of healthy and growing churches, or his minimum factor 8 staves of the barrel, but we continued to apply the truths of the Bible in dependence upon the Holy Spirit, we'd be just fine into our second 75 years together. But just as we don't want to act like we're the first people ever to interpret Scripture, We also don't want to act like the Holy Spirit isn't still moving among us and speaking to his people. We don't want to act like he can't help us to do better, be better, and pursue more of what he intends for us to be and do as God's household, the church of the living God, in our place and time. And we want you to know that church, natural church development is not a church growth program, and we're not interested in that. NCD is a church health tool that we hope will give us a long overdue checkup and help us to be and do the best we can, and this is important, with what God in Christ Jesus has given us and is calling us to, for his honor, for his glory, and to exalt Jesus. So NCD is a listening tool that our leadership hopes to use to listen to you, our congregation, represented by the 30 respondents to the survey, but more importantly, we're listening to the Lord Jesus as he speaks to us of his ongoing vision for us into our second 75 years. So that's just a bit of an update and a further explanation of what we're doing and what you'll be processing when you hear us refer to natural church development. Let's pray and ask the Holy Spirit to show us Jesus' vision into our future together. Lord, we do come before you asking that you would speak to us. Speak to us through your word. Speak to us through each other. Speak to us by your Spirit, Lord, concerning your vision for us into the future. And Lord, also we would ask you that this would be a beneficial exercise, not just to check somebody's block, not to generate some numerical growth that we'll be proud of and will encourage us, but to listen to you, Lord, through this taking of the Natural Church Development Church Health Survey and the processing of it that we will do. And if this is not of you, Lord, then speak to us about that too, and we'll leave it behind. But Lord, we want to, as we enter into our second 75 years as an autonomous congregation, we want to be your people as much now as ever. And I pray that you would enable us, empower us to do that. And finally, Lord, as Neil comes to speak in just a few moments, we pray, Lord, that you would empower him to speak your words and that you would give us ears to listen, hearts to hear, and respond in faith and hope in Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.